Donald Trump needs to make a choice.
And then you have the complication as well of Israel and Lebanon. And that's also allegedly in these terms.
Yes.
Where you have a ceasefire in Lebanon. So it's not only one war. You've got two wars going on. And you've got the U.S. and you have Israel. And the U.S. is now negotiating on behalf of Israel and on Lebanon.
And one of the reasons they're furious about this is because obviously they don't like being in a situation where the United States, which has different interests to Israel, is nonetheless negotiating on their behalf. The Israelis wouldn't like that anyway, even if they like the terms that have been talked about, which of course they don't. So the forces that are mobilized against any kind of settlement with Iran are extremely powerful. So Donald Trump needs to make a choice. Either he capitulates again to the neocons and does what they want and drifts back into a conflict when all the indications are that it will end in a deeper and worse debacle and an economic crisis, or he finally stands up to these people, something he has consistently failed to do, both in this presidency and in his first one. And then we might actually start to see a deal, a real deal, which, to repeat again, objectively is good for the United States. But again, anybody who's analyzing this thing impartially can see that the reason we are in that situation, well, we have to negotiate, the United States has to negotiate for something which ideally is less than the JCPOA, is because it is in a weaker position. Exactly as you said, Hormuz is now under Iranian control. Before the 28th of February, it was not.